Hello and welcome to Databook. I am Jack Murtha.
And I'm Tom Castles. This is a healthcare analytics news podcast, soon to be an inside digital health podcast.
What's that?
For more information on the change, go to our website. We have an article going up today. It'll tell you everything you need to know.
HCANews.com for now.
Everybody, it's that time of year once again.
That's right. The moment you've been waiting for since you walked out of Las Vegas's Phoenician Hotel for the last time 11 months ago.
It's the event that will wash over the wide world of digital health in a tidal wave of excitement, hope, harsh realities, and realized dreams.
HIMSS 2019!
It's back. The Health Information and Management Systems Society, or HIMSS as we so endearingly know it, is hosting our annual meeting in what we hope will be a pleasantly warm and sunny Orlando, Florida this year.
The event runs from February 11th to the 15th, but you already know that. And it's at the Orange County Convention Center. If it's anything like last year's HIMSS, you can expect to cross paths with 44,000 plus digital health innovators, communicators, leaders, researchers, learners, and teachers.
And that's the beauty of HIMSS, isn't it? The world's best and brightest descending upon one location for 1 week to work together to answer healthcare's most perplexing information technology and digital health questions.
And by simply attending, you can get a piece of that action. And an opportunity to help move the ball toward that goal.
It's a huge opportunity, but with so many people, so many companies, so many great ideas just bouncing around off the giant convention center walls, it can be really difficult to find your way. Just take a look at some of these stats we picked up from a HIMSS webinar hosted earlier this week.
The first HIMSS conference kicked off in Baltimore, Maryland, way back in 1962. To a modest reception of just a few hundred people.
But things have really changed a lot in the last 57 years. For the 2019 meeting, not only will there be 44,000 plus attendees, there are also 1,350 exhibiting companies.
90 of those are fresh new startups, and 350 more are exhibiting for the very first time.
So if you're a first-time attendee, be not afraid. You're in good company. 41% of all attendees, that's 18,000 people, they're arriving in Orlando for their first HIMSS meeting, just like you this year.
So for the rookies and the vets, let's help you get a lay of the land. To put it lightly, the Orange County Convention Center is huge. New attendees and old will be walking on more than 10 miles of aisle carpeting in the exhibit hall. And more than 18 miles of internet cables will be laid down to fuel your connections.
18 miles of internet cables. That's enough to wrap around Earth's equator 0.0007 times.
Truly, it is a wonder. But look, the exhibition space is also pretty wonderful. It's so big that you could actually lay Chicago's Willis Tower down inside of it with room to spare.
But rather than getting a giant skyscraper when you walk through those doors, you're going to find a powerful cocktail of the leading companies in digital health. Their booths are going to be ranging in size from tiny to titanic. Some of them feel more like city blocks than conference booths.
So if you want to see it all, you better bring your walking shoes.
And a healthy helping of water and snacks.
And more importantly, bring a clear goal with you. If you don't have a special interest to follow and a buttoned-up schedule, it can be really easy to get lost in what feels like an echo chamber.
So if you are attending HIMSS, you probably have a few very important questions that need some addressing.
Who's worth listening to? What topics should I be learning about?
Who might I want to ignore? What topics are kind of all hype and no substance?
What's the friggin' Wi-Fi password?
Where is the bathroom?
Has anyone seen my cell phone charger? I think you get the idea.
So the good news is that here at Healthcare Analytics News, we've got really strong relationships with a hefty helping of HIMSS veterans.
So these are folks who have been there, they've done that, and they've squeezed every last drop of value from the week-long meeting multiple times.
And they're here to help you maximize your extremely valuable time at what is probably one of the most valuable conferences out there, HIMSS. So without further ado, let's bring on Janae Sharp and Gita Nayar. Janae's on our advisory board, plus the Utah HIMSS advisory board, plus she's a HIMSS social media ambassador. She's the founder of the Sharp Index, and she'll be speaking several times at this HIMSS meeting. both at the Click Healthcare booth, the Women in Health IT event, and during our newest peer exchange panel discussion. It's on physician burnout with Yida Nayar, Rasu Shrestha, and Heather Lavoie of Genea. So keep an eye out for that. Gita is also a valued member of our advisory board, and like Janae, she's a HIMSS social media ambassador too. She's the host of Topline MD TV, that's a digital medical news channel. And on top of that, she's the host of a new podcast that she's launching called Dr. YOLO, dedicated to helping you live your one and only best life.
Now, my good friend, co-host, and trusted colleague, Tom Castles here, sat down with Janae and Gita individually this week. For the sake of convenience, we have stitched their best responses together in this podcast, and we are giving you a virtual roundtable.
So, Janae and Gita, thank you so much for joining us on Databook today.
It's always a pleasure to talk.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Tom.
So, both of you have been to this event so many times, I'd call you seasoned vets. I, on the other hand, this is only my second one. I feel like I really learned a lot at the first one. I'm hoping to match that this time. So what would you say to newcomers like me, people who've been to one or two or even no HIMSS? How can they get maximum value out of this meeting?
Well, that's a great question. Actually, I kind of miss the newness because you have more free time. And well, free time is an imaginary construct, but you imagine you have more free time at HIMSS. And I tell people a few things. I mean, there are a few things that I think are necessary for a successful earlier event and successful later events. And I tell people who are new, you should pair up with someone who's been a few times for at least some of the time that you're there and make sure that you go around with them and have them introduce you to people. I think HIMSS actually has a program that they started for that, for new people. And I remember one time I went around with a hospital decision maker CEO for his first time. And it was all about like connecting with the right people and avoiding the people that are willing to take up all your time, even though they're not really who you want to meet with. So that's a good thing for people their first time. Write down the type of people you want to connect with. And also schedule time for nothing, like serendipity, because that's important. Like it's important to have time during your day that it isn't just set and you're not going to be stressed out and running from thing to thing. Every conference you should have, you know, maybe it's only an hour of time that I call sort of, you know, just happenstance or serendipitous meetings.
And Gita, what do you think?
So for the HIMSS 101 attendee, you know, I'd say a couple of things. One, I think just for the conference itself, it'd be really helpful to download the HIMSS app. It'll keep your agenda together. It'll keep the schedule together. Any announcements or any changes will also be really immediately available on the app. The HIMSS social media ambassadors, I think, are a wealth of knowledge, both leading up to the conference as well as during and after. So if there's a particular area of interest, then I would look for, you know, whoever it is that covers, let's say, pop health or patient engagement like myself, et cetera. And then at the actual conference, you know, I would really, there's just so much content. So depending on what track you're on, you know, definitely going into keynotes. And then definitely looking at the sessions, because the sessions will have different levels of sophistication in terms of where you are in your career. So I think all of that combined with all of the amazing networking is a great HIMSS 101 experience.
Now, what about the folks who are a little bit more experienced? You know, you've been there all these years. What insights are key that you're going to take from your previous experiences and implement this time around? What are you going to do to get the most out of the conference?
Yes, this will be an interesting year for me because I'm bringing 3-month-old baby. He'll be 3 months then. He's two and a half now. I tell people a few things. One, you need to make sure you're scheduling time to make it enjoyable. If you go and you just think, oh, it's just the same people and I'm so bored, like you're going to have a terrible conference. And you also need to invest in people that invest in you. And that's sort of my life philosophy in general. Make sure that the people that really care about you, you make time for them. And in health IT, there are so many people at HIMSS. There are so many shiny booths. Make sure that you spend time with people that you feel like actually care about you as an individual and care about helping you with your career goals and even your conference goals. So even as you get further down the road, as you've been to many, many conferences, maybe you'll be in a place where you're mentoring someone, but make sure that it's not just another day. So a lot of your success at HIMSS will be dependent on I don't want to be one of those people who's always like, oh, it's about your attitude. Because it's not necessarily attitude. That's not the right word. The right word is it's about your intention. Like if you intend to go and you're still going to have fun no matter what, because you're a fun person, then it's going to be great. If you're someone who gets really overwhelmed by millions of people, it's going to be a little tough, you know? It's very different. And there are a lot of vendors, a lot of companies that go there. They're checking out what everybody else is doing, and you're making those connections for business development so you can, you know, channel partner sales or how can our businesses help each other? It requires some strategic planning. You know, look at what problems you need to solve and who at HIMSS can fill those gaps for your company. And I always recommend that to people. A lot of people are like, oh, well, which sales do we need right away? Unless you're, you know, selling to vendors. Make sure you don't forget to assess, like, who do we want to work with on projects? Like, who is someone who has similar people that they're helping with a different problem in healthcare? I have fun at conferences because I am determined to have fun, but I feel like I'm also probably easily amused. Like, it's nice. Like, I like connecting with people, then that's an advantage. So I think it's probably a lot harder if you're a huge introvert.
So Janae, you're going into this event making the conscious decision to have a really good time. That's what you're talking about with your intention, right? And that kind of makes all the difference right there. If you think a good time is just going to happen to you, you know, it might not. You really have to create that environment for yourself.
Yeah. Every HIMSS has been better than I thought it would be and worse than I thought it would be in other ways. But things happen that are so cool. Just because that's how life is sometimes. One of my favorite parts of HIMSS was being able to use it to help patients. And as long as you keep that in mind, like that our mission here is to help people. And our mission in healthcare, even healthcare informatics, is to get patients better care. You really have to keep that in mind.
Yeah. And Gita, what do you think? What's your strategy look like?
Sure. You know, depending on, again, where you're at in your career and what your objectives are, you know, it's just such an amazing networking opportunity. So it's meeting after meeting, spending a lot of time on the booth floor with different meetings, different speaking engagements. Definitely, again, the keynotes being really key from a content platform standpoint. I follow all of the social media ambassadors, so I have a really good knowledge, I think, of just a lot of the thought leadership that's going on in the industry from different angles, which is really rich in resources, both pre, during, and post-conference. It's just nonstop meetings, to be honest, in between the different programming and scheduling, and just an amazing opportunity with the wealth of speakers and keynotes that are coming to the table at such a critical time in healthcare that I think there's so much you miss, actually. There's not enough to, it's like Disney. You can't possibly finish it all in one day. So you try to get the most out of it.
Now, that seems like a great segue into this next question. What do you see with all these years of hindsight as being the biggest sort of mistake that HIMSS attendees or vendors or whoever, you know, the biggest mistake that these people are making? What's the biggest waste of time that you see on a daily basis at HIMSS, or the biggest sort of HIMSS faux pas?
Oh, that's a great question. I think it depends on who you are, you know, and who's going. Some of it is people rush from one thing to another without really thinking about why they're doing that. Or they're free to like criticize everyone else's plans without really taking ownership. You know, it's easy to say, oh, I don't like this, I don't like that, people didn't help us, or, you know, there aren't enough of these people. And that's just in general. That's not at HIMSS. Like in general, people complain and say they didn't have enough of something without enough ownership of their own experience. You can have any experience that you want. And I think the biggest faux pas is not recognizing what other people need. We're so busy to fill our own quota or, you know, meet with the people you want rather than kind of looking at where we fit in. And that's real. Like people get really caught up on it. The other thing people make the mistake of is the biggest faux pas is assuming that you're going to be able to get from point A to point B in like 5 minutes. So, you know, being selfish and not accounting for travel.
Yeah, it's true. You know, I think I've fallen into that trap many times myself. Gita, what do you think?
Sure. You know, I personally don't like the booth babes for many, many different reasons, not just because I'm a woman in tech. thought leader, but you know, I think you've got to lead with the substance. You've got to lead with the use cases. Definitely putting your customers on display is always better than just your vendor pitch. And you know, it's just sometimes a lot of the over the top stuff, whether it's the booth babes, whether it's the cars, whether it's just sometimes there's just booths that tend to be over the top. And I feel that it's great to get a draw, and I appreciate there's a lot of competition in that regard. But I think the better your substance and content, that's ultimately what's going to convert someone into a customer, which is what I think a lot of vendors are coming to the show for.
Now, before we go, I have to ask both of you, with all these years of hindsight, what is your greatest HIMSS secret to success?
I think my biggest advantage, or like the thing that I feel lucky about, is I want to know one thing about people as an individual. And the biggest secret to HIMSS is that it's about facilitating connections between people. So when you meet people, find out something about them. That's a really generic thing to say, but it's also something, sometimes the most generic advice is the advice we forget easiest. It's always the moment of like people that you care about. Like, I love going and finding out something about the area and finding out something about the people. And that's the secret for me, that like, if I can connect with people, it's a much better experience. And if you feel strongly about something, like if you feel like, oh, this is what we need more of, make it happen, because you really can.
Yeah, for sure. HIMSS is a powerful place. So Gita, pivoting to you, I think I may have an idea what your HIMSS secret is.
Tom, it is no longer a secret. So every year I have kind of set the tone for HIMSS fashion, being fashion forward, having really, really comfortable shoes. So whether you're a man or a woman, I think one of the biggest mistakes you can make at HIMSS is thinking you can wear the shoes you wear to work. You really got to be prepared to walk a couple of football fields. So you know, you definitely want to put on some comfortable shoes. But, you know, I'm from South Florida, I'm from Miami. They should look nice because you'll feel nice, which is a big part of the mind-body connection. And the shoes, man, if your feet hurt, you won't last. You won't make it to everywhere you got to go. Yeah, everyone thinks I'm a lot shorter at HIMSS. They're like, what happened to you? I'm like, no, I'm just wearing flats. So.
Now, switching gears, last week, HIMSS held a webinar on the conference and what people can expect. That's where we got those amazing facts from in the beginning of our show. Now, we're going to play a clip from that webinar featuring Denise Hines. She's an executive at HIMSS, and she has attended the event over decades. She knows the space, she knows what to expect, and here are her tips.
What I've done for you is prepare some practical tips that I've learned over the years. I've attended the HIMSS conference decades now, and so here are a few practical tips for you as we go through this slide presentation. Wear comfortable shoes. As Karen has shown, the conference center is large. And to put it into some perspective, if you keep up with the Fitbit, you're probably going to be doing at least 15,000 to 25,000 steps per day just walking the convention center and the exhibit hall. So if that puts, hopefully that puts that into some perspective for you on why you really need to have comfortable shoes. And if you find yourself in a position where you're speaking or you want to put on dressy shoes or heels, I recommend you wear your comfortable shoes throughout the conference center and change your shoes when you get to those particular rooms. And that's a tip that I use as I wear heels at the conference. And then second, plan your day the night before. Use that pocket guide to go through the sessions you want to attend, mark those. Highlight the vendors you want to meet the next day, because you'll find that if you wait until you arrive at the convention center, that there's so many events happening at the same time that then you're not sure which ones you're going to be able to get to in time. So I recommend you take a few minutes each night before and plan your next day. I recommend that you keep bottled water and snacks with you. You may have plans to go to lunch during a certain time during the day, but sometimes you hang back after a session to talk to colleagues, or you may want to have a one-on-one with a speaker or stop by and see a vendor, and you realize you haven't eaten lunch. So I recommend that you always have some snacks and bottled water with you. And it is perfectly normal to feel overwhelmed your first time attending the HIMSS conference. There will be a lot of people there. The convention center is large, and the exhibit hall is amazing. And when you walk into the exhibit hall for the first time, it is amazing, and it can overwhelm you. So that is perfectly normal to feel overwhelmed. But as Karen mentioned, there are plenty of people there to help guide you and point you in the right direction to get to your sessions, to help you find the exhibits that you're looking for, and also find a buddy. If you have a colleague that's there with you, see if you can pair up with that person, and that will help ease some of the anxiety that you may feel, and it will be perfectly normal. And my last point is to have fun. HIMSS conference will be events of the of your lifetime. I can promise you that, as a special event. The receptions, find a reception that appeals to you. It could be a chapter reception where you'll see some of your HIMSS members from your state. You'll find some familiar faces there. The vendor events are amazing. All of the receptions that HIMSS holds, the Women in Health IT events, the millennial events, all the forums are amazing events to attend. So enjoy, have a great time, meet new people, network, and I think it will end up being events of your lifetime as you enjoy the conference.
So that's going to do it for this episode of Databook. And remember, the next time you hear us, we will not be a healthcare analytics news podcast. We will be an inside digital health podcast.
If you want to know more about that transition, just go ahead and visit our website. Everything you need to know will be prominently displayed right there.
HCANews.com.
And of course, we hope to see you at HIMSS next week.
Reach out to us on Twitter. I'm Jack Murtha.
And I'm Tom Castles.
And this is Databook.